Time now for your letters. Yesterday we aired a remembrance of Floyd Dominey. He was commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation, and he transformed the arid West with a host of ambitious and sometimes controversial water projects.
Dominey considered the Glen Canyon Dam his greatest success, but environmentalist David Brower considered it his greatest failure. Our story included what we said was a 2002 interview with Brower, who was executive director of the Sierra Club when the dam was built.
However, we identified him as the founder of the Sierra Club. That prompted a few letters, including one from Brower's own daughter. Barbara Brower writes this from Portland, Oregon. Though Dad worked as the Sierra Club's first paid staff member, serving as executive director from 1952 to 1969, it was John Muir who founded the Sierra Club in 1892.
And Barbara Brower also took issue with that 2002 interview with her father because he died in 2000. She says, if we found a way to communicate with him, she'd like to know about it. And she goes on, I'm sure he'd be talking about Glen Canyon still, the loss he never got over, and acknowledging his fondness for Floyd Dominey.
Well, we did some double-checking, and that interview with Mr. Brower came from a 2002 documentary called Moving Waters. Obviously, the interview took place earlier. Also yesterday, we aired a story about the push to make condom use mandatory in the porn industry, and many of you were not happy. Matt Collins of Phoenix City, Alabama, was driving with his six-year-old stepdaughter, and he writes, I almost dived at the radio to change the station or turn it off before I had to begin answering questions no six-year-old should be asking.
And Matt Collins continues, I'm not saying ATC shouldn't cover such subjects, but a little heads up that content is unsuitable for children would be greatly appreciated by this regular listener and parent.
Point taken, Mr. Collins. Thank you for listening and for writing to us. We appreciate all your letters. To send us a note, just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.